Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, May 23rd. YouTuber Bjorn Nyland, who often performs range tests on electric vehicles, decided to take a recent Tesla Model S Raven on a range test to see if the vehicle can indeed achieve the 400 miles of range as promised by Elon Musk. And with about 4% of the energy left in the battery pack, he indeed did extrapolate the range to 400 miles on a single charge. However, he did perform the range test at 55.9 miles an hour. Unless you live in a sluggish area such as Portland, Oregon, this is not a real world, or at least not a likely scenario. In a new teaser of an upcoming episode of Jay Leno's Garage, Tesla CEO Elon Musk explained the improvements to the production version of the Cybertruck.
What would you change on when it finally reaches production?
We're 5% too big, and if we just take all the proportions and drop them by about 5%.
Oh, you mean all the way around?
Yeah, so it's got to fit in a normal garage. Having the glass like this is actually quite hard because it's so sloped.
The Cybertruck episode of Jay Leno's Garage is coming out next week on CNBC. Tesla has again updated its autopilot-powered driving visualization, and this time it features a cool new pedestrian animation. Pedestrians used to look like a chess piece moving on a board in Tesla's autopilot driving visualization, and that's when they were actually detected and showing on screen. However, in the latest update, Tesla is representing them with much more complex animations that show them moving on screen accurately in a very impressive way. Tesla is starting to push out a new software update that includes, using the center screen in the Tesla, a new video game, Fallout Shelter. It also includes a theater mode in which owners can now, while of course the car's in park, they can play, pause, and skip video playback with the steering wheel controls. Also, Tesla is pushing their audio player app, which is called Trax. San Francisco Weekly, the Bay Area's muckraking newspaper, today published an expose about poor health and work conditions at Tesla's Fremont plant. One Tesla factory worker said, quote, "This is a life and death situation." Another worker who refused to return to work said, quote, "It's a modern day sweatshop." And an anonymous source told San Francisco Weekly, quote, "They are trying to implement the changes while everyone's working. It makes you wonder if your life is worth $20 an hour." The Fremont Police Department said, quote, "We would simply not have the capacity to do inspections for every business in Fremont, as we have thousands." Newport Convertible Engineering was the first company to modify a Tesla Model S into a convertible, and now, years later, they've done it again, this time with a Model 3. The company told Motor Trend, quote, "The soft-top Model 3 looks a bit odd, but hey, that's the price of nonconformity." The company is asking $29,500 for the soft-top conversion and $39,500 for a power folding top. I suppose that this also is the price of nonconformity. The online forum for the Mustang Mach-E posted emails sent by Ford to Europe-based customers explaining that the first deliveries of the all-electric SUV will be delayed until early 2021. An excerpt from the letter to the UK customer reads, quote, "Unfortunately, the disruption from COVID-19 at our production facility in North America has resulted in a delay in the delivery of your Mustang Mach-E. We expect deliveries to begin in the UK in early 2021, but can confirm that as one of our pre-order customers, you are at the front of the queue." Now, yesterday, Electrek contacted Emma Berg, a Ford spokesperson, who said, quote, "Europe was never getting the vehicle before the U.S. That was an error in communication and later corrected. It is a planned concurrent launch." She reiterated, quote, "We expect to deliver the all-new Mustang Mach-E to U.S. customers late this year." A group of large Japanese companies have come together to launch the E5 Consortium that will build the infrastructure to develop and launch large, massive electric vehicles, such as oil tankers. The first large project will be to launch the world's first zero-emission electric tanker powered by large-capacity lithium-ion batteries in March of 2022. Here at Electrek, the irony of an oil tanker powered by electric batteries is not lost on us. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, a group of more than 150 companies worth a combined total of $2.4 trillion has called for a global government recovery plan from the COVID-19 pandemic to prioritize green economies. Bloomberg Green reports, quote, Adobe, Unilever, and more than 150 other companies have signed a statement asking officials to ensure the response to the pandemic is grounded in bold climate action and to prioritize moving to a green economy by aligning policies and recovery plans with the latest climate science. Denmark plans to build two energy islands in the Baltic of North Seas in order to triple its offshore wind capacity and meet climate change targets. The islands will cost around $14.7 billion. Climate and Energy Minister Dan Jorgensen said they would mostly be financed by private investors with little to no state subsidies. This week, Greenpeace released a report titled "How Tech Companies Are Helping Big Oil Profit from Climate Destruction." The report detailed 14 separate contracts between fossil fuel companies and those three large tech firms, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. And in response, Google told 1-0 that it was backing off that enablement. Quote, "We will not build custom AI/ML algorithms to facilitate upstream extraction in the oil and gas industries." The New York Times reports that it is becoming almost routine for electricity prices to go negative in Britain, Germany, and other European countries. Utilities are encouraged to give away electrons or pay consumers to use energy, because too much power on the grid can harm utility infrastructure. In April, the price of power in Britain plunged to negative territory 66 times. The 2020 hurricane season begins on June 1st, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is expecting an above-average season, with 13 to 19 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes, and also 3 to 6 major hurricanes. Apex Survival, Maiden Voyage is an award-winning documentary that explores the disappearance of great white sharks off the coast of South Africa, which was once the home of the largest population of great whites in the world. The film is available on Amazon Prime Video. A new survey of 2,000 Americans asked them how the coronavirus had changed the way they think about living sustainably. This is according to Green Matters. And according to one poll who actually conducted the survey, 70% of those polled said that they have become more aware of their eco-unfriendly habits while being at home. Further, 81% of those surveyed said they plan to keep their eco-friendly habits that they've picked up during the pandemic. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, as more electric moped startups begin producing the popular mini EVs, legal questions have begun to stir about how and where these bikes can be ridden. Huck Cycles, a relatively new player in the electric moped market, is trying to head off such concerns by producing electric mopeds with valid vehicle identification numbers and manufacturer certificate of origin, called VINs and MCOs. While Huck Cycles' entry-level 750-watt electric moped can legally be classified as an electric bike, the company's 1,000-watt to 3,000-watt models don't share the same protections. Huck Cycles has gone through the process to obtain proper VINs and MCOs, so that its electric mopeds can be registered as legal mopeds or legal motorcycles should the riders desire. By facilitating a way to legally register the growing class of high-speed electric mopeds, Huck Cycles believe this is a step in the right direction for responsible riding. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.